This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Squared Sports Podcast. On those is Podcast Lane Frank. We're now in episode 174. Just 174 episodes through, and I got an action-packed episode planned for you. NBA free agency has started. Wimbledon has started. We're still going through Euro Cup and Copa America, and MLB season in full swing. So much more. Stay tuned for an action-packed SummerSlam episode 174. Let's hop into it. Let's start off episode 174, how we always do, with the headlines in the NBA. I have a grin on my face because of what just happened in the NBA last night with the Paul George deal, everybody. I called it. Now we're going to talk about it in Take of the Week, but this is a thing I've known for a while. Fell through with the Golden State Warriors, went through with the Philadelphia 76ers. Paul George is a Sixer. Can't wait to talk about more later in the next segment. DeJounte Murray is headed over to the New Orleans Pelicans. That's a great deal for him, getting a lot of money probably to go over to that deal. Gets a big trade. Now you got a good big three over there. Brandon Ingram, if he stays, Zion Williamson, and DeJounte Murray. That's a playoff team. That's a top four seed in the Western Conference, in my opinion. That can be a really good team at its peak. If Zion can play well, if Brandon Ingram can stay healthy, and for DeJounte Murray to mesh well, I think that's a really good deal. Isaiah Hartenstein, who is really one of the big heart and core pieces of my New York Knicks this season, is taking a three-year, $87 million deal with the Oklahoma City Thunder. For Isaiah Hartenstein to get $30 million a year, I mean, that's a bit ludicrous, in my opinion, for a guy who really was a nobody before the season and didn't perform very well in the second round of the playoffs, at least the later half of that series against the Pacers. I don't like this deal for the Thunder, and I'm glad the Knicks didn't get him this type of money, even if they could have. I like this deal for the Knicks, not getting Isaiah Hartenstein back on that deal. And then for the Thunder, it's a good big man to have, but also it's a good big man to have maybe off the bench, not necessarily for $87 million over 3 years. This could be one of those deals you look back at one day and it's like, oh, this is like when the Blazers gave Allen Crabbe 3 years, $74 million. This is like when Mike Conley gets all that money, was one of the highest paid players in NBA history at one time. It's one of those rough NBA deals I think will come back to bite Oklahoma City Thunder in the end. Chris Paul to San Antonio Spurs is a dream come true for any Spurs fan because you get potentially the greatest passer of all time with really the biggest passing dime threat of all time, Victor Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama can probably be the greatest alley-oop player of all time, and I mix Chris Paul with him. That's going to be an elite duo. I really hope they make the playoffs next year. I think they do. Ry James, went number 55 in the NBA draft, over to the Los Angeles Lakers. We had a great NBA draft. My pick, what I was told all week, Zachary Osacher would go number one to the Hawks, and he did go number one. Ron Holland went number five to the Pistons, as I predicted. Really good draft. Timberwolves get Rob Dillingham, like that pick. But obviously, the biggest news in the NBA draft, Bronny James going pick number 55 to the Los Angeles Lakers. Good draft week, though. I do like the two-day draft format. Leave your thoughts on that in the comments. In the MLB, my Grimace Mets were on fire, sweeping the Yankees, and then end up losing 2-3 to the Houston Astros. Weather, other conflicts in that series, I think ruined the Mets a little bit, but an easy stretch coming up into the All-Star break. Excited for that. We had our first cycle of MLB season last night. Wyatt Langford, rookie out of Florida, finally heating up. He didn't play much in the minors, only played half a season in the minors after getting drafted last year, played the rest of the year in the minors. No minors this year, straight to the MLB. Hit a cycle the other night for one of the fastest players in the MLB. I put out a thing on Twitter the other night. I said, true or false, Julio Rodriguez is a star in the MLB. My answer, as of right now, is false. A lot of people are going to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Julio Rodriguez is a star. He's an all-star, whatever you want to call him. 7 home runs, bad average, after a decent season he had last year where he had a good ending to the season, batting .400 in the last month of the season. But then this season, no leap forward. I really haven't seen much. Doesn't have that big contract yet. Look for Julio Rodriguez to maybe not get a big contract in his career. I really don't think he's a star right now. Now we have Wimbledon, the best tennis tournament of the year. My favorite tournament to watch on grass. You know, I really call it the summer Classic. We have the Fall Classic World Series for baseball. And you got the Summer Classic in tennis for Wimbledon, the signature summer event. Wimbledon, love to see it. Carlos Alcaraz, the defending champion. Let's see how he does this year. See all my Wimbledon picks coming up later on in this episode. Close out our headlines, talk about Euro Cup and Copa America. USA on the verge of getting eliminated after losing to Panama. And for England, they had a great match against Slovakia, scoring in the 90 plus 1 minute in extra time to get that victory, tie the game there, and then getting the victory in overtime, a Harry Kane goal. Great match there for England. If they don't win that match, Gareth Southgate, their manager, is probably out. They won, and we got a great Euro Cup and Copa America to come up for the next 2 weeks. Great way to finish the tournament. That's about for the headlines this week. Leave your thoughts in the comments. Now it's time, everybody, to break down what in the world happened this week with me and Paul George. Okay, let's break it down. I get a thing from my source about a week ago. It said Paul George is going to be headed to the Golden State Warriors. This deal looks to be done. I think it'll be for Kuminga and Moody. So that's what's going to happen. Kuminga and Moody sign trade Paul George. Paul George is going to opt into his contract, and it will be a trade to the Golden State Warriors for Kuminga and Moody. Paul George is okay with that. Let's see if the Clippers will finish that deal. Then I get news that that deal isn't actually going to happen because Paul George is going to opt out of his deal, not get a signed trade. So once that happens, my guy, my source, immediately tells me it's going to be the Philadelphia 76ers. So people are already coming at me at the Golden State Warriors thing, saying this isn't real. This kid doesn't know what it is. This kid's just making up lies. This is a very established show. Let me say that right here. For those people just finding out about Squared Sports, and thank you to all the 250,000 people who watched that Warriors video, this is an established show, and I'm not going to risk everything that we've built here for the past 5 years that we've continuously done week after week after week. We're on episode 174 of this show, only doing it once a week. You don't get that by just doing it one time. You get that by building years and years and years of experience by interviewing countless NBA players, guests. That's what we have done on this show. So I'm not going to risk other things I've done. I haven't really missed on sources before. I got you the report last week about Klay Thompson joining Team Bahamas. I got a report the month before about Asia DeBansa, number one player in the 2025 class, joining Utah Prep. I've had these things before. I've had breaks before. This was not just my first one of making it up. This is not a butt crack sports thing, even though they like to think they're my source, as they commented. Appreciate the comment for that. This was a real thing that was happening. Paul George to the Golden State Warriors, and the deal fell through. When that gets reported the next day, that the deal fell through and is for Kuminga and Moody, people can admit that I was right. It was that deal. It was for the young core of Kuminga and Moody. Paul George and the Clippers, that deal fell through because Paul George ended up opting out because the Clippers weren't going to trade for the Warriors. Warriors didn't have the money to give Paul George that massive contract, so he ended up going to the Philadelphia 76ers. I had that report before anybody. People are saying, oh, maybe it's the Magic. Maybe it's somewhere else. Maybe it could be Cleveland. Maybe it could be New York. Maybe it could be the Nets. Maybe it could be anywhere, Mavericks. I knew it was the Sixers. I had that report before anybody. And Paul George is now a Philadelphia 76er. So again, for everybody who came at me in the comments saying he's lucky, he's guessing, he's just making up these lies, we have built a great show here. If you're just finding out about Squared Sports, we have built a great show. Me and DB Podcast are a great team we have here at Squared Sports the past 5 years. And we're going to keep on doing that. We had this report before anybody. Just wanted to get that off my chest. That's the take of the week this week. Let's see how Paul George does in Philly next season, as I had it before anybody else. Let's go Squared Sports. Paul George, Philadelphia 76er. Still a lot more to come on this episode 174. Stay tuned. Now, top five. This week's top five is my top five teams in the MLB. Let's hop into it. For five, the New York Yankees. New York Yankees have a great record. They're a good team on paper, and they've struggled the past 2 weeks, but still, they are a top five team, in my opinion. Number five, Yankees. Number four, you might freak out thinking this team is number one. They're not number one in my eyes. With the rotation they have right now, with the injuries they have, Los Angeles Dodgers at number four. No Mookie Betts, no Clayton Kershaw. James Paxton pitched terrible the other night. Otani went 0 for 5. This team is struggling right now. Again, they have a great record. They're going to make the playoffs, and they're going to do some damage in the playoffs. But for right now, they're number four, not the best team in the National League. Number three, a team I have ahead of Los Angeles Dodgers, is the Milwaukee Brewers. I didn't expect the Brewers to have a good year this year, especially after trading Corbin Burns. But Joey Ortiz, the guy they got from Corbin Burns' train, has been great. Jackson Chourio has been one of the best rookies in the National League. Freddie Peralta's pitching like a Cy Young Award winner. Brandon Woodruff is pitching great. Pat Murphy, first-year manager with the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, doing an outstanding job. Could be manager of the year up there. Maybe Stephen Vogt is the two best managers in the major leagues. Number three, Milwaukee Brewers. Number two, Baltimore Orioles. Orioles are a great team on paper, like a lot of these teams, and they have a great record. They have a great lineup. Only thing they're missing is their bit of a rotation. Okay, You have some great guys in the rotation. You have Corbin Burns, one of the best pitchers in the American League. You have Grayson Rodriguez. Then starts to dip a little bit because you have no more Kyle Bradish. You have no Joe Means. You have no more Felix Bautista in the bullpen. You need a third guy. If you get that third guy at the deadline, okay, you can move up to number one on this list. But you're not right now. Two, Baltimore Orioles. Number one, Philadelphia Phillies. They've dealt with some injuries. JT Realmuto still on the IL, but friend of the show, Score Sports, Garrett Stubbs has been doing pretty well for the Philadelphia Phillies. They still have another good catcher, Rafael Marquand. And this team's playing really good baseball, one of the best records in baseball, and the best team in MLB. That's five from my top five teams in MLB. Stay tuned.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Now, did you know this 60 note? It's a great one. Did you know during Bryce Harper's 2021 MVP season, he had a 309 average, 35 home runs, 84 RBIs, and a 5.9 B WAR? Aaron Judge, who started out the season pretty slow and now has had a great season so far before the All-Star break, has a 313 average, 31 home runs, 82 RBIs, and a 5.9 B-WAR, just like Bryce Harper. These seasons are almost identical, yet Harper's was MVP season full. This is Judge before the season has even reached the All-Star break. Crazy stuff right there. Didn't know that. That's about for Didn't Know this week. Leave your thoughts in the comments. Now, it's time for my breakdown of Wimbledon, everybody. The Wimbledon spotlight for this week. Like I said, the summer classic, the signature summer event. Let's give you my pick for Wimbledon. Let's break down what's going to happen. So, okay, our defending champion, Carlos Alcaraz, has been on fire recently. Just won the French Open, just won a few other tournaments. He's been on fire. But can he do it again on grass? I think he's more focused on the Olympics next month or later this month. He'll be playing with Rafael Nadal doubles and singles at Roland Garros, once again. I think he's more focused on clay than grass right now. Saw his first round match, wasn't so great. Almost won two tie breaks in the first two sets. Won the first set, won the second set, won the third set. Third set was a bit closer in the first two, but still, that's against a guy who's number 300 in the world. You're number one or number two in the world right now, Carlos Alcaraz. That should be an easy match. I don't think Carlos Alcaraz wins Wimbledon for the second straight year. Alcaraz gets knocked out before the semifinals of Wimbledon. That's my hot take right there. Now, an underdog for this tournament could be Jack Draper. He beat Alcaraz a week ago at the Queen's Club tournament. He's one of the best players on grass. British, I mean, he's from England. He's going to be the hometown favorite. Everybody's going to be rooting for him every match. A big lefty. Look for him to have a big time on grass. World number one, Yannick Sinner. How can he do on grass? I think Yannick Sinner can have a great time in the grass at Wimbledon. Has never reached the Wimbledon final, though, and I don't think he does it this year. Now, of course, the biggest wild card of them all is the greatest grass player of all time, in my opinion, Novak Djokovic, who was on the verge of winning nine straight Wimbledon championships last season until he lost to Carlos Alcaraz, is going to be playing Wimbledon just less than a month after having surgery on his knee, which is really crazy to think about. But again, he is the Iron Man of sports, Novak Djokovic. So can he win Wimbledon? I think he definitely makes the Wimbledon final. Let's see how he does, and let's see who he goes up against. I don't think he goes up against a Daniil Medvedev, who's about number three in the world right now. Daniil Medvedev is a great player on hard court, not so much on grass and clay. Made the semis last year, won't do that again. Maybe look for some Americans. Chris Eubanks made it to the quarterfinals of Wimbledon last year. He could have a good time. Ben Shelton could have a good time. But I think the best American to look out for is Tommy Paul, who I actually think makes the Wimbledon final against Novak Djokovic. It's going to be a great Wimbledon final. Tommy Paul, one of the best Americans, if not the best American in the world right now, won the Queen's Club tournament last week. Had a great time there. That's really a tune-up for Wimbledon. He's great on grass. Tommy Paul, so efficient to play. Really great player, great slice, great movement. But I think he loses in the final, Novak Djokovic. Very nice to see an American in a Grand Slam final. First time we've had that in a while. Novak Djokovic wins another Wimbledon championship over Tommy Paul. And that's about for my Wimbledon spotlight for this week. Here are my tips. Pick Alcaraz to lose early. Daniil Medvedev to have a bad tournament. Tommy Paul to make the final. And the GOAT, always bet the GOAT, Novak Djokovic, to win the whole entire tournament. That's about my Wimbledon spotlight this week. Now, around the bases, everybody. This week, for Around the Bases, I'm going to give you my MLB hot takes as we're entering the month of July. Today's July 4th, so here are my MLB hot takes. First one, Paul Skenes wins NL Cy Young. Now, let me say again, these are hot takes. These are not exact predictions. They're hot takes. Paul Skenes, I'm not exactly saying he's going to win Cy Young, but I think it's a good hot take throw out there with the way he's been playing to where every single start of his Major League Baseball career, his team is left with the lead. Now, he's not exactly gotten the win in every start, but he's gotten the lead in every single MLB start. Credit to his offense, and also credit Paul Skenes for not giving up many runs. 2 ERA right now, playing amazing baseball. Paul Skenes, fastest thrower in baseball history, you could call it. Consistently, Paul Skenes is going to win NL Cy Young. That's a hot take. The Blue Jays will blow up their whole team at the trade deadline, trading Bo Bichette, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., George Springer. Everybody, it's time to move on, and it's time to rebuild. Blue Jays, it seemed like they were going to hit their peak at one point, and then they never did. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is not worth giving a 15-year, $500 million contract to. So move on from him. Get great prospects. I hear the Nationals have great prospects. I hear his dad used to play for the Nationals, or at least the Montreal Expos. That would be a great thing right there for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Get him out of town. Get him out of Toronto. Let's move on, Blue Jays. Time to get some good prospects. Time to rebuild. Next one, Stephen Kwan bats 400 for the season. He's hovering around 390 right now. He's going to be the first person since Tony Gwynn Jr. to bat 400. Tony Gwynn had a great career. Stephen Kwan bats 400. Corbin Carroll has had one of the worst downfalls of all time. That's another hot take I'm throwing out there right there. So for Corbin Carroll, it's a bit different than maybe the Julio Rodriguez downfall because Julio Rodriguez was great at one point and then never ever really reached full-on stardom. Corbin Carroll was destined for stardom, and he made the World Series last year, but again, had a really rough second half of the year and had decent playoffs, and I think that got overshadowed the rough second half by his playoff run. Now, for this year, I think he's hit 2 home runs in the past calendar year. That's not great for Corbin Carroll. He's the fastest player, or one of the fastest players in baseball, but he hasn't shown off that speed this year like a guy like Eliot De La Cruz or maybe someone else in the MLB. Corbin Carroll, time to show up, but I think he's not going to. It's been a tough downfall. Or he has his money. Could that be a part of it? It's a tough situation with the Diamondbacks. He's never going to move on from. It's only his third year in the MLB. But it's tough stuff right there from Corbin Carroll. Next one. My New York Mets make the playoffs. Yes, I think the Mets make the playoffs. Once Kodai Senga comes back, once a few other guys come back, this Mets team will be in perfect form. Edwin Diaz still missing him from that ridiculous suspension. This offense is clicking all cylinders. Mark Vientos is a future all-star, future MVP maybe even. Mets keep on the P, Alonso, and they make the playoffs this year. That's one of my hot takes. Next hot take, and this is an interesting one. Marcell Ozuna wins the Triple Crown. He's leading in every single Triple Crown category right now in the National League. And if he gets that Triple Crown, wins the MVP, highest batting average, most RBIs, and most home runs in the National League, goes over to Marcell Ozuna. Next one, Eloy De La Cruz is the best shortstop in the National League this season. I told this to my brother, and he said, get out of here. Francisco Lindor is so much better. So, of course, what we did, like every MLB fan, we went on Baseball Reference, and we see Eloy De La Cruz is better than Francisco Lindor's season, all stats. Now, I'm a Mets lover. I love the Mets. I love Francisco Lindor. Eloy De La Cruz is on fire. Most stolen bases in MLB. He might break the stolen bases record for an entire career, beating out Ricky Henderson when it's all said and done. He's an anomaly at the position, being 6'8" as a shortstop. He's incredible. And he's the best shortstop in the National League. Vote him into the All-Star game if you have a vote, if you want a fan vote. Vote Eloy De La Cruz and not Francisco Lindor, coming from a diehard Mets fan. Next one and the last one, Garrett Crochet will be the most sought-after player at the MLB trade deadline, but he shouldn't be. This is his first season as an MLB starter, was a reliever before that. He's already reaching his innings limit before the playoffs, or before even the All-Star break has started. It's a bit ridiculous to think that this guy could go for so many prospects. Let me say, he's a good pitcher, but he's going to burn out. We've seen it with so many pitchers. This is why this guy was a reliever for the first few years of his career, because he couldn't go that many innings. And he's already coming close to reaching that innings limit. Garrett Crochet, like I said, will be the most sought-after player at the trade deadline because he's a good starting pitcher numbers-wise, but he's going to burn out. Trust me. Don't do it if you're an MLB team. And that's Buff Around the Base this week with my hot takes. Leave your thoughts in the comments. So I don't know if any of you like to watch movies. Me personally, I like to watch maybe a Marvel movie. And in any good Marvel solo movie, there's always a co-star. There's not a big three of superheroes in a movie. Let's look at Thor. You have him paired up with Hawkeye in his first solo Thor movie. If you mix Iron Man in there, doesn't really work out as a big three because it's not a big three type of movie. For any good solo movie, you can have a great co-star, but if you add a third guy in there, is it really going to work out? Let's look at Spider-Man. Always had Iron Man in his movies. He makes Doctor Strange in there. If it's all three of them together, doesn't really work out, does it, having a big three in there? So why should it be any different in the NBA? NBA big threes, are they better than dynamic duos? I'm going to go with a little Squared Sports scream right here. The big threes aren't the way to go anymore. Now, for my New York Knicks, I wouldn't exactly call it a big three. I'd call it a decent or a good three, a balanced three. Let's call it a balanced three of Mikal Bridges, Jalen Brunson, and OG Anunoby. You obviously have that one big superstar, Jalen Brunson. You have a great two players in OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges, but it's not a big, big, big three like you have with Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, which is really the last big three we saw win a championship. Dynamic duos are better, and the team aspect is better in today's NBA, and all the past two champions have proved that. Let's go through it. 2024 champions were the Boston Celtics, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum win the championship as a dynamic duo, not a big three, as a dynamic duo. 2023, Denver Nuggets, dynamic duo, Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic. You have the great team aspect, the past two champions, and you have dynamic duo. Year before that, Golden State Warriors, dynamic duo, Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry. I'm not going to put Draymond Green there, but you have the team aspect of things that won you an NBA championship. 2021, Bucks. You have Jrue Holiday, you have Chris Middleton, you have Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'll call that a dynamic duo of Chris Middleton and Giannis Antetokounmpo. The team aspect, again, around it. 2020, Lakers, you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. That's a dynamic duo right there that wins you a championship. 2019, Toronto Raptors, you have the dynamic duo, again, of Kawhi Leonard and Kyle Lowry. And the last team to win a big championship as a big three was the 2018 Golden State Warriors, Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, and Klay Thompson. But we've seen the trend over the past 5 years. Dynamic duos are better in movies, in life, in NBA, not a big three. Three is an odd number. Two seems better. Dynamic duos are better. Scored Sports screaming on teams that are going for the big threes, like the Philadelphia 76ers, like the past Golden State Warriors, and a few teams right now. My New York Knicks are not going for the big three. They're going for the big team, the balanced three aspect of things. And I love that. So dynamic duo is better in today's NBA. And that's my Squared Sports Scream for the week. All right, so I don't really like to go into the integrity of things when it comes to sports. At the end of the day, I'm a kid. This is still a show from the perspective of a fan who's a kid. And I like to see these things. I don't exactly go into the touchy subjects of sports. But let's dive into it right now, because Jontay Porter, brother of Michael Porter Jr., got suspended for a whole entire lifetime from the NBA. Can't go to an NBA game, can't play on an NBA team ever again. Maybe he'll go to China, have a decent career there, because he bet about a few dollars on a sports game. See it all the time. But it was a game he played in. And he's banned for life. Maybe he makes a mistake, maybe he gets time some things. Okay, figure out a way to help him through those issues like the NFL did with Calvin Ridley, instead of putting his whole entire life in jeopardy, banning him for life. It's a bit weird, double-sided things in the NBA, because now we can see Kevin Porter Jr., who has some terribly violent crimes back in the NBA with the Los Angeles Clippers. Miles Bridges, some terribly violent crimes back in the NBA after really no punishment from the NBA. With the Charlotte Hornets, maybe he'll be a free agent, maybe he'll get a massive deal. It's just weird to think about that those guys can play in the NBA. Maybe someone like Jontay Porter can't. Someone like Jontay Porter who didn't have a violent crime. Someone who, where the NBA promotes betting, gambling all the time, where one of their players gambles, and it's a big deal. What if you want to help the guy? What if you want to help him out with the gambling? Work through it as a league, like the NFL did. MLB's never done that. You can look at the Pete Rose situation. NFL is a one-year ban if you bet in a game you played in. It's not so bad. Give Jonte Porter that one-year ban. Not send an example out of him. If you're going to send an example out of Kevin Porter Jr., Miles Bridges, like we've seen. They haven't done that. Jonte Porter, they sent an example of, but they won't these guys. That's my at the buzzer. NBA, going to the integrity of it right now, something we haven't done this show very much in the 5 years of it. That's my at the buzzer this week. Now, Best Flies question day. This week's question day is, are NBA contracts getting too ludicrous? It's a good question, because there's a lot of contracts that seem outrageous. Like Isaiah Hartenstein, a guy who had a terrible career up until this year, getting $30 million a year. Emmanuel Quickley, who was Jalen Brunson's backup, is now going to be making $71 million more than him over the next 4 years. Makes no sense. NBA contracts are ludicrous. By the time Victor Wembanyama is eligible for an extension, he might be getting $85 million a year. Maybe it's time for the fans, us the fans in the NBA, to detach ourselves from these NBA contracts and just watch the proc. But it's tough to do that when your team can't get good players because these contracts are getting so crazy. Is it time we get rid of a salary cap? I don't want to be seeing OG Anunoby getting a $212 million total contract. He's not worth that getting $212 million. Cade Cunningham is not worth getting a $225 million total contract. Emmanuel Quickley, again, not worth his massive contract. Scottie Barnes, not worth his $250 million total contract. Isaiah Hartenstein, the money he's getting would be NFL Hall of Fame potential, one of the greatest NFL players of all time with the money he's getting. It's different NBA contracts. Does there need to be a salary cap in the NBA? Do they need to get rid of the salary cap? I mean, a lot of things to think about. That's my question this week. Leave your thoughts in the comments. That's about for Squared Sports with Lane Frank, episode 174. Thank you for tuning in. Follow Squared Sports on Instagram, at Squared Sports. Follow Squared Sports on TikTok, at Squared Sport. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'm your 16-year-old source. I'll be back here next week, episode 175. Stay tuned.